from the Pittsburgh Concert Society. We have a 2019 Young Artists Award winner, actually plural in this case. We have Mina Hoppo and Sora. Mina and Sora are going to play two selections, and the first is a Mozart sonata, and here they are.
Thank you.
There you have music from two sisters playing. You have Maine from North Allegheny Senior High, who is 17 and I believe is going into 12th grade. And you've got her sister Sora on piano. Maine was playing violin and Sora is 15 going into 9th grade at North Allegheny Intermediate High School. And let me talk first to Maine. Can you tell me the piece that you played and just a little bit about yourself?
So the piece that we just played was Mozart's Sonata 301, the first movement.
And how long have you played violin?
I started playing violin when I was 5.
So that's
12 years.
Wow, it's a long time.
Yeah.
And school is just finished now?
Yeah.
For you, what are you doing this summer?
I just graduated and I'll be attending college.
Oh, you did graduate.
Yeah, I
okay.
did graduate.
So I wasn't sure if you were going into 12th or if you just finished up.
Yeah, finished.
Tell me about your plans for the fall then.
I'll be going to the University of Pittsburgh.
And studying, do you know?
Psychology.
Excellent. What got you interested in that as a major?
I took psychology this year and I thought it was a really fun class, so.
That's terrific. What other things do you like to do in addition to playing violin?
I like playing ultimate frisbee.
Ah, that's good to know. We have an ultimate frisbee superstar here on our staff. He's not here this morning.
Oh,
but
really?
Tad Whistle played for the Thunderbirds. He'll yell at me for saying that. But He does not play for them any longer. If you're wondering what we're talking about, that's Pittsburgh's professional ultimate frisbee team. But he's played for a long time and is a big spirited, as anybody who plays ultimate, into the spirit of the game and promoting it. Did your school have an ultimate team?
Yeah, our school has an ultimate.
Excellent. He and I were just talking about women's teams, and I was trying to get a sense of whether there were as many women's teams as men's teams in ultimate. So I'm glad you happened to mention that. Let's turn to your sister, Sora, and thank you. You can pull that a little bit closer to you, please. So that's good. And can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Hi, I'm Sora. I've been playing the piano for 10 years now, and I study under Louis Manrique.
And you just finished your 9th grade mm-hmm. year, I'm guessing. And will you be changing schools come fall?
No, I'm going to still go to
That's right. It's 9th and 10th
yeah.
and then 11th and 12th. Mm-hmm. Such a big school district. About how many kids are in your class? Some people may, roughly.
700.
So 700 per class. So when Maine just graduated, you had a class of about that size,
yeah.
too. It's a big, big school district. What other things do you like to do?
I like cooking. And, yeah.
And when did you begin playing piano?
I began when I was 5. So I've been playing for 10 years now.
Excellent. Well, the two of you sound great together. Is there anybody either of you would like to acknowledge before your next selection?
Yeah, we would like to thank the Pittsburgh Concert Society for giving us the opportunity to play together on stage and on this radio. Also, our teachers for teaching and coaching us, and then our parents for supporting us, and all of our friends listening right now. Thank you.
Excellent. And Sora mentioned her teacher. Would you like to mention?
Oh, I study under Mr. Hong Wenjia.
Excellent. Well, I'm so glad you're here. And what will you play next?
We will be playing the Franck Violin Sonata next, the fourth movement.
Excellent. And thank you both for coming here. Once again, we have Maine and Sora Hoppo, both from North Allegheny, representing the Pittsburgh Concert Society. beautifully done, the two sisters, the Hoppas, and it's nice to hear them play together.